This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, over the course of a year, we do cover many stories, and some of them go beyond a year or more of development. See the Farm Bill, 2 years of preparation, only to have it kicked down the road for another year before we have anything resolved on that front. But one story that's taken a lot longer than that to develop is the year-round E15. When I came to the network in 2018, the battle was long already raging. In 2019, we achieved the final victory and got year-round E15. But then the District Court of D.C. sided with Big Oil and took that option away from us once again. So in the summer of 2022, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds led a bipartisan group of Midwest governors to petition the EPA under a provision of the Clean Air Act that would allow the states to use waivers to allow for year-round E15 sales. And by law, EPA had 60 days to get that decision made. It's been well over 500 days, and we're nowhere nearer a decision than we were on day one. Right now, the ethanol industry and those who support it are getting very frustrated. We have more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The deadline for the EPA to make the rule on a governor's petition has long since passed, over 500 days ago. And while the EPA sits there shrugging its shoulders and acting completely ignorant and clueless, the push continues both in the courts of law and the courts of public opinion. How can an agency dedicated to promoting ecological responsibility continue to ignore the cleaner options available now for a big oil industry or an EV industry that will rely on a new power grid with new increased usage of fossil fuels to provide energy to charge cars constantly? Whatever the reason is for the EPA's silence, ignorance, or weaponized incompetence on this topic, the battle rages on. Brian Jennings is CEO of the American Coalition for Ethanol, and he says their organization is continuing to support the petition of the Midwestern governors.
EPA, as you know, has proposed to approve these 8 states for E15, but they're dragging their feet to finalize that rule. And so, yes, we're waiting for EPA to move that rule out of the White House Office of Management and Budget and out to the public so these states can plan for this adjustment, so the terminals can plan for this adjustment, so the refiners can plan for it. And the sooner the better, because with every day that passes, the refiners and others would rather not see this. Will argue, well, we're getting too close to the 2024 summer driving season, so we need that to happen post-haste.
They also continue to fight for year-round E15.
The other approach we're taking, then, is more of a nationwide permanent approach, and that is legislation in Congress. And we have bipartisan, bicameral legislation pending in Congress right now, which would permanently allow E15 in all parts of the country. And what I can tell you is that our champions in Congress are making more progress than ever before. We're getting closer and closer to the finish line. I think the trouble we're running into right now is that there are a limited number of legislative days left in the 2023 calendar year, and even fewer legislative vehicles that are going to make their way to the president's desk. We cannot and would not pass this E15 bill on a standalone basis. We'd have to have it hitch a ride on some other piece of legislation.
We have much more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.